These photos shock the senses. The two bombing suspects, seen in the background of so many pictures taken by spectators. In this one, you can even see the backpack, in which police believe a pressure cooker bomb was hidden. 19-year-old Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, in the white baseball cap, is recovering at a Boston hospital after gun battles with police. He faces the death penalty if convicted on a federal charge of using a weapon of mass destruction. His older brother, Tamerlan, in the black hat, was killed by police 4 days after the bombings. Tamerlan attended Friday prayers and occasionally daily prayers at this mosque in Cambridge outside of Boston. Mosque officials say that twice he created a scene, arguing with the preachers, once about observing Thanksgiving and the U.S. Independence Day. But the more recent episode involved Martin Luther King Jr. Anwar Kazmi is a mosque board member.
The person who was delivering the sermon, he made a sort of a parallel between, you know, how Martin Luther King had inspired people, and just like, you know, our prophet Muhammad had inspired people. And he seemed to have been offended by that. He stood up and objected to it.
Mosque officials say Tamerlan called the preacher a non-believer who was contaminating people's minds. The congregation shouted back to him to leave, and he did. A YouTube page purported to be Tamerlan's has videos that allegedly promote jihad or holy war. Both men lived here in the Republic of Dagestan in Russia before coming to the United States. Their parents still have houses here. U.S. officials say Tamerlan visited Dagestan last year. This area is the focus of militants who want to establish an Islamic state, so residents here are accustomed to daily violence. Galia Suleimanin lives near the suspect's father.
They're always blasts, always criminals here. I only know the Tsarnaevs as good neighbors. I don't know anything else.
Anvor, a Muslim activist who didn't want to show his face, says he doesn't understand why the brothers didn't explode a bomb in their war-torn homeland rather than at the Boston Marathon.
There's no justification, neither in Islam nor in radical Islam or Sufism or even in Shia Islam, to the thing that happened in Boston. There's no justification.
Others say the United States needs to switch tactics to prevent future attacks. Ryan Morrow is with a group that promotes tolerance and challenges radical Islam. He spoke via Skype.
We need to focus on the ideology and less on tactics. And until we combat the ideology itself, the current trend of Islamic terrorism around the world is going to increase.
U.S. officials are still trying to determine if the Tsarnaev brothers acted alone or had support and training elsewhere. In Washington, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.